Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Where's Brynn? I'm on my email sounder. Clickety, clackety, click. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This guy really wants his email read. He sent it a couple times. Dear radio family, I'd love to be able to say happy anniversary to my beautiful wife, Melissa, and happy birthday to our son, Andy. This weekend, we're celebrating 7 years of marriage and a second birthday. On 8/18/12, our life began as husband and wife, and 5 years later, on 8/18/17, our son came into this world, born on their five-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
That's a good gift. Yeah, paper is year four, baby is year five. Let's see. This is sweet. Sharing my life with my wife is one of the greatest gifts I receive every day. Oh, hold on. Where's some nice music I can play?
Isn't there a love button over there? Even a sexy button would be fine, too.
I thought I had some kind of like...
No, what was that?
Definitely not what I was
I know.
Before.
Was that Seth Rogen? Who was that?
It sounded like it, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see that movie, too.
Yeah, won't even play anymore.
All right. Okay.
All right. So anyway, I wanted to play like the Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On music or something. Making each other laugh, being there for each other, taking on any challenge that comes our way. The other great gift is our son, sharing in his achievements, laughing and playing with him.
Tell Brynn, sexy music.
Sexy music.
Lovely music.
Oh, yeah. What? Celine. Or something.
Sexy or lovely?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm almost done with the email. Just play me the email sounder. Melissa and Andy are the best part of my life and help me to be a better husband and father every day. I know whatever awaits me in the next life will never come close to the happiness Melissa and Andy have given me every day. Happy anniversary, Melissa. You're the best wife and mommy in the world. Happy second birthday, Andy. Mommy and Daddy are so proud of you. I love you both. Yeah, that doesn't fit.
Really. I know, it's kind of gross. You're disgusting, Brent.
I love you so much.
He just asked for it.
And it's signed William, the luckiest guy in the world.
Oh. That's so sweet.
It is sweet.
Good job, William.
All right. Scott Capurro is calling in about an hour. Fair warning, everyone.
Sorry.
I'm going to start. Well, let's see if I do. This part of the show is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Stones at Levi's on Sunday night. Remember to grab your coup sandwich early and get in your seats by 5. Organic Coup is on the main concourse, section 127. You'll thank me later. It says so right here.
I think that was a makeup show, no?
Yeah, I think so, because he had to get a heart replacement or something. Not sure what was going on, but it was some like...
It was a heart thing.
Yeah, it was. A valve. Maybe it was just
a
valve.
Maybe. Yeah. Or a stent. Stent?
Stent.
Is that what they call it?
Stent. I don't know. Here we go. Katy Perry. Not a good week for Katy Perry.
Why do you say?
Well, first she was accused of pulling a guy's pants down. He was really mad. Josh Kloss. And now some other lady. This is some Russian lady. She's a female TV host named Tina Kandelaki. And she says that Katie harassed her at an industry party. She says Katie was drunk and inappropriately touched her and tried to kiss her. Tina says she rejected her advances, but Katie was acting out all night. She decided to come forward after hearing Josh Kloss's story. He's the model from the Teenage Dream video. Mm-hmm. Who accused Katie of exposing his genitals at a party 7 years ago. Katie hasn't commented on either accusation. Is any of this going to harm Katy Perry?
A lot less likely than if she were a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yep.
I don't know. I think that the guy commented very specifically about people in power. He was saying, you know, men in power are getting taken to task and women in power are just as bad.
Yep.
I don't know that that's the case, but I do think that when you're Katy Perry and everyone loves you, you probably think you can do just like guys think they can do. Everybody wants me to hit on them.
Right.
Almost every single person says yes.
Yeah.
So why aren't you?
Yeah.
Why aren't you loving this?
Right. And everything she does, I'm sure, gets a big laugh from the freaking yes men.
I'm guessing.
You know, I think that that's one of the main things that ruins famous people or people in power. The people around them are so scared for their jobs that they just laugh at every stupid joke. And it's like a... I used to think this about George Clooney a lot. Like every time I would hear any comment from him in the press, he was just so full of how funny he was. Like he'd always, you know, just make these comments. I'm like, he must have people around him who laugh at every single freaking thing that he says.
Probably.
Oh my God, George, you're so funny. You should be a comedian. Oh, maybe I will be. Oh. Anyway, I think it's a real phenomenon. Phenomenon. That people are just surrounded by people who are constantly building them up and telling them how great they are, just so that
ultimately,
keeps
though,
them around.
Here we are, sort of looking into it, trying to figure it out, thinking about, but it's still it's inexcusable. Mm. So that's what it comes down to, right?
Right. Exactly.
You know,
just that some people seem to understand that better than others. Others are just like you said, what, everyone else wants me to hit on them. Mm. Why wouldn't you? And it's one thing to hit on someone. It's another thing to harass someone. Like, if you make a move on someone and they reject you, that in and of itself, I don't think that's a violation. If I, you know, make a move on somebody and they're like, no. If I, as long as I go, oh, all right, got it. Mm-hmm. That's, I think it's fine. I think that men should be able to, you know, ask a woman out or express an interest.
What country,
but if a woman says no,
Is it that you're not, the women make all the moves?
Yeah, I can't remember what country.
It starts with an A.
It's not Amsterdam, is it?
Well, that's not a country.
No.
Afghanistan.
No.
No.
Hilarious, because women have no rights.
Oh,
it's so funny. God.
I don't remember where it is. I want to say it's one of the Swedish, or not Swedish, whatever that.
Right, Scandinavian.
Scandinavian yeah. countries. But I don't know.
Yeah. But we did talk about that recently. Well, we shouldn't. You should be able to express interest in someone. And if they say no, you should be able to take that, tuck your tail, and walk away.
We've talked about this. We're going through a really interesting transition where there are still plenty of women who are like, I want to be asked out.
Yeah.
I want you to get the door. I want you to put your hand out and help me down this step.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people who are like, I got it, dude. I'm insulted. What do you think? I can't handle my... I don't know who to be.
Right.
Depending on where I am on any given day. I don't know what I'm...
You know what you
gotta
be?
What's expected of me.
You gotta be you, Vin. If it's your inclination to offer a hand or to hold a door, let someone rail at you and just continue to be the person that you want to be. No one's bringing you up on charges for trying to get the door for
them. I understand. I'm just saying it's an interesting transition. And that type of attitude, getting that type of attitude when you're just trying to be nice... often brings about return hostility.
Sure.
I'm not talking about me specifically, but in general.
No,
but I
think you make a good point. I think that, you know, the thing is, you shouldn't have to question that. If that's your inclination, you should do that. And if someone responds with hostility, you should say, I was just trying to be nice and move on.
All
with
good.
Your, you know,
yeah.
You don't have to get into a fight about this. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just trying to be nice.
I got into radio really young, but I had a friend who was very much like, you have to be careful what you do. You're a public person.
Yeah.
You have to be careful who you bring home to your house, because if they scream something happened and nothing did, you're... And I was like...
That stinks on you.
You're tripping, dude.
Yeah.
You're tripping.
Well, guess what?
But it's not... But I did... I'm careful.
Yeah. As well you should
I've
be.
Had way less people home than I should have. I'd like to have bigger numbers than I do. That's for
I think
sure.
You do have bigger numbers than you do.
I don't think I do. I think that you're crazy.
Yeah. All right. Hey, everyone. Kelly Clarkson is starting her talk show any minute now.
I know. I'm so excited.
Are you?
She's so excited, too. In fact, she says excited, I think, about 30 times.
Oh, does she?
Yeah,
oh, you have some audio?
She is super excited.
Oh, God.
So she's given fans a behind-the-scenes look at her highly anticipated by Usette talk show, saying that she is excited for the launch next month. This is from the set of the Kelly Clarkson show. She walked around with crew members as they're prepping for the September 9th premiere. So they're less than a month away. This show is nationwide, and it's going to be opening. It opens for the Ellen DeGeneres show. So it's in a prime spot.
Is that NBC? Is it NBC?
I don't know. Is it? Isn't that just a syndicated show? So it could run
on other networks.
I have no idea how
possibly.
All that works.
I'll have to find out where it's airing here, though.
So in the video. Yeah, exactly. Well, what is Ellen Air on here?
Because they say she's the lead in. I actually want to say Ellen's on ABC here.
Oh. Well, what was where was Steve Harvey? Because
I didn't watch him.
What's her name just stole right. Steve Harvey's
Yeah,
spot.
His gig.
Yeah.
Girl.
So in the video.
It is NBC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so she's not on opening for Ellen here.
It says in first Let's... run syndication on NBC owned television as a lead into the Ellen
maybe,
show.
Maybe. Okay, oh, so then maybe Ellen is NBC here. So that would be three.
So are you saying. Oh, channel three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time does Ellen air?
I thought she aired at like 3 or 4.
Yeah, well, whatever it is.
I don't know. I'm really not up to date on TV talk shows these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like,
yeah, NBC 11. It's on 3, depending on what network you're on. Or,
Oh, you just love to get the NBC.
I was waiting for that, friend.
You brought it in here for me. That's the NBC chime.
So in the video, she pans all around her new, brand new set and shows the gorgeous space.
You have to watch this video.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Adorable.
So she really is such
Super.
A likable person. Yes, so is. Here we go. This is Kelly on the set. So she's going to have a house band. She's pointing at her sign.
This is really exciting.
This is very exciting. Exciting. Hope I don't suck.
Here's a little more if you want.
Oh, all right. Adorable.
Well,
so
they
so
went
cute.
All in for her.
What is
I'm
the recipe?
I'm surprised.
That she would get the show?
No, I think that.
No. She's saying what is the recipe?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's hear what the recipe. Yeah.
So humor plus heart. That was the producer.
I'm surprised they went all in on her because she's never done it.
Yeah, she's great though, and you know, I guess people have to start. Nobody who's done a talk show has ever really done it before. I mean, maybe they've done a radio show. It seems like it would be one of the hardest things to pull off—an hour-long talk show to keep it interesting and to.
It is stacked against her.
It really is, but you know, in a way. Because we all know her already. We all love her. Like, I think people will get, like, just watching that little intro, she is sort of a fascinating person to watch. So if she can keep that kind of energy up during the show and find...
And that's so hard to
do. And they give her long enough
problem.
To find her footing.
6 months down the road, will she be this into it? Or will she be like...
It's oh, my grind. God. Like, daily grind.
I like singing songs that are already written. Mm-hmm. And I go on stage and I sing them because I'm super good at that.
Yep.
And then I get off the stage and I'm done. Yep. And no one makes me say more stuff.
Right. I wonder, though, you know, she's got 2 kids now?
I believe so.
I'm sure that, you know, a 9-to-5 is appealing.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the money.
No.
No,
so that
all.
May become part of it, too, where she goes, I don't need this
I don't
aggravation.
Need to do this. But if she does well, you know, who knows where that could take her. I just, it is hard to imagine that she'll have the same kind of passion for it 6 months to a year after it starts, because there is no question that doing a daily show is a super grind.
I think Ellen's history.
You don't even have to get into makeup and wardrobe. Yeah. Like, that's a huge pain in the ass, I would think, on top of it.
Ellen's history lends towards talk show success.
Right. Well, she's a comedian.
She has improvisational improv skills.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
And she's also like, I've been on the road. I don't want to go on the, you know, that whole.
Right.
So for her, that's.
Ellen is worth $450
million. Yeah.
Kelly, $28 million, which I'm a little shocked at. I thought it was
that
way more than that.
That is actually quite shocking.
Oh, she's poor.
She is poor.
Well, compared to Ellen, she is.
$28 million is pretty damn good.
Oh, it's, heck yeah.
You know, listen, you can
live
on
I'll
it.
Take that any day.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she get a raw deal to start from American Idol?
Yeah
I think they all get a pretty raw deal. But she, you know, I would think even just doing The Voice would pop her up over 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know how much. She's only done a couple seasons.
And touring, seasons, all the stuff.
Right.
But
well, whatever.
Who knows?
Look, this could be her $400 million cash cow if she can keep the energy up.
Did you see the story? Drew Barrymore is trying to get a daytime TV talk show.
Drew? Okay. Fine. See, that's the thing is, just being a well-known person isn't enough. it takes it's like when Whoopi tried to do a although she does do well on The View, but you know, she's sitting on a panel on an established
she's
show.
So grouchy.
I know. But and listen,
she's like
when
the crotchety she had old
a,
man.
She had like a daily morning show and that didn't last very long because the it's a
she
grind.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like on I don't know if it was on terrestrial radio. I almost want to say it was on satellite radio. Like she had
so it was
she
was, radio,
oh, a
not
radio
TV.
Show.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, radio.
I thought you were
she
talking
had a radio.
About TV.
No.
And Harry Connick Jr. had a show too.
He did. And it was good for
a TV
second,
talk show,
but then
right.
it got so boring. I would watch it and be like, oh, and I love him. And he's so boring.
He, you know, I have to say that he was the one I was looking forward to most. I think it was last year or the year before's Winterland. And he was boring on that. He just sat there and played his songs. I mean, they sounded perfect.
He's talented.
Very talented.
Yeah, he is.
He's talented and likable, and that's the what Kelly has.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if she can hold it. Hold
I know.
It.
It's interesting. Right. And just quickly, Kelly Clarkson tweeted out to Halsey, I don't even know you, and I'm proud of you.
Oh.
That's amazing. You're too cool.
Girl power.
Talented and inspiring for you to shave years off your beautiful life, girl. She's congratulating Halsey on quitting smoking.
Oh.
Halsey has now come forward saying, listen, a few weeks ago, I ruined all my friendships and I put on weight, but I kicked nicotine. So I guess she's only 24 years old. She's been smoking since she was 14. Just 10 years of smoking.
So she's just started quitting.
Well, she's quit long enough that she's feeling like now she can come forward and say it. Like she's feeling that. But that's the first thing I thought, too. I was like, give it a little time, girl. Go through a couple stressful things in your life. Mm. Get into some of those boring situations where at that point you would normally grab a cig. Like that is it's a hard habit to break. And, you know, for the few people who can truly break out of nicotine's prison. She says, so Halsey tweeted, I successfully quit nicotine a few weeks ago after smoking for 10 years. I gained a lot of weight and probably lost some friends forever because I was being a nut, but I'm so happy I did it. I feel very good. Just wanted to share.
It's a start.
Let me see if I can find
it. It is a start, absolutely. And maybe the feedback that she gets will be enough to keep her off the smokes.
Yeah. Gained a lot of weight, huh? She was tiny when I saw her.
Yeah,
and
I'm
she was huffing and puffing.
I'm sure a lot of weight for. Oh, was she?
Remember,
huffing and puffing.
Yeah,
that's right. She had like a whole thing.
Yeah,
oxygen
I watched her from the
I wonder
stage
if that's why she
was
like, I have got to quit smoking.
Having trouble breathing. But she was so thin. Like, she was wearing one of those crop tops.
So for her to gain a ton of weight is
probably
like
six pounds.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I don't know how many years clear of cigs I am. I still reference it. Here is me in a text message with my wife where I'm referencing, right, relax and smoke cigs for a while. Hand me your pack, please, light. There's the emoji with the smoke. Flowing.
Yeah.
That's me in a private conversation where, and of course she's like, oh my, you and your cigarette dreams.
Do you have dreams about it?
I still have.
Wow.
Quitting smoking is a trip. And if I were Halsey, I'd zip.
Well, listen,
that right
it's because she's 24. This is probably her first time trying to quit. And she's like, oh, look, I did it. She has no idea what a long term commitment is.
This emoji or whatever they call these things
meme.
That I found, meme where the smoke's just
yes.
flowing. I saw that and was like, oh.
I would have thought your dream was ruined from that movie you did. When you smoked, you're like, oh, this is disgusting.
No, it isn't, though. I have this.
He feels like if he really dedicated himself, he could get right back to where he was before. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have no idea.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley podcast. New episodes every Monday. You can find them at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at FirstNorCalCU.org. That's firstnorcalcu.org. here is what's happening. We already know that real estate here in California is outrageous. Mm. If you are lucky enough to own something, it doesn't seem to go up fast enough. But if you are looking, you just can't believe what the week-to-week tick up looks like.
Right. Not to mention the competition and the foreign entities plunking down cash.
Right.
It's tough. It's
exactly
hard.
Exactly right. Across the country, the price of land occupied by a single-family home ticked up from 2012 to 2017. And despite soaring housing costs in California, California didn't rise to the top of the list.
Imagine that. Just in increase-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nevada and Colorado actually outpaced California when it comes to increased in land values per acre.
Mm.
Land prices spiked 158% in Nevada.
Jesus.
And 96% in Colorado.
So if you bought something in 2012, it's worth 1.5 times as much?
Right.
Now, that's incredible.
Don't forget that the...
That's incredible.
The home construction, and I don't have numbers to back up what I'm saying, but I remember reading these stories. In Nevada, home construction was on fire is not the right term. But it was growing. It was out of control. And what happened when the market dumped was they were all caught with their pants down. Like, oh my God, we're building
houses that no one is going to buy.
Right.
Houses that are worth half of what they were worth when we started building.
So it looks like as things have normalized, I don't know if that's the right term either, but I think that that got back going again. That there's tons of space in Nevada, and it wasn't only Las Vegas.
Though.
No, you're right.
Oh.
Also, Reno had a similar increase, 140% increase in the same time frame.
Damn.
But that's not so. What they're saying here is 140,000 per acre in 2012 rose to 360,000 by 2017. There's your increase, but still not any kind of numbers like we see in California, where in San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, land prices were already more than $2.6 million per acre in 2012.
This is an undeveloped acre?
Just
if you, to get an acre of land, that's what it's worth, and they would subdivide that into 8 different parcels, build houses on them, and sell them all.
It jumped to $5.2 million. From 2.6 just in that short time.
Oh my God.
Which they call a 98% uptick.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Again, in the San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward metro area, they say it rose from 1.3 million to north of 3 million, which is a 124% increase.
Oh my God.
But with much more room to grow in Nevada, that's why you're seeing the run on housing there. And that run was on before the housing, whatever, the 08 crash, whatever you want to call that.
This week, I've been hearing the recession word, the R word, because the bond market crashed, and we had the largest single day drop on the Dow in forever. And I mean, it's I feel like these corrections have to happen once in a while, but God, it's the scariest damn thing. When, you know, most of your nut is in your house. And for a lot of people in California, if you do own a house, most of your nut's there. You want that thing to continue to be worth a ton of money. So, God, you hear numbers like that in the last 5 years or however long it's been. What did you say, 2012 to 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's frightening. Those are frightening increases, unsustainable increases.
Well, so you say that, but we're also seeing a weird, I don't want to call it a correction. I hope it's not going to become the norm, but you see a lot of people going transient, and I don't mean necessarily homeless, but people going, I'm going to live in an RV because I'm never going to afford the prices. So we may even see a shift
in how
some,
we house ourselves.
In some land use where we actually say these recreational vehicles are now where people live and are maybe not happy, but
right. Well, they're happier
preferable
than if they're in a box
right.
or a tent.
Or a renter.
Right. Right.
And dealing with the renting prices and feeling like, you know, I mean,
no,
I don't.
Listen, I absolutely hear you. There is, you know, John and I have this conversation all the time. Like, how great would it be to sell everything and live in a great RV?
It would be great. It would
financially speaking, it would be great. Wouldn't be paying those property taxes, those homeowners insurance things. I mean, the whole thing with the mortgage.
Well, I see why some people would say they want to do that. And I have a very good friend doing it.
Yeah.
He lives in his, and he.
Bass player for the Flies, guys.
Right.
Well, Ninkasi beer.
Not anymore for the Flies. But anyway, he is still on Instagram all the time. Like, here's today's home. And it's post of a beautiful picture of somewhere where you go, dang.
Well, he's a single guy, too.
I was just going to ask, is he married?
He's not.
Yeah.
He's currently partnered up. Mm. He has a new girlfriend.
That lives with him in
I don't know that
vehicle.
They live together. I haven't pursued.
He makes his home her home once in a while.
But she is with him in some of those photos on their adventures. And so is his daughter.
Oh.
So I don't think.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh, so what about schooling?
She doesn't live with him.
Oh, I see.
But in the summer, she can probably go.
They're taking adventures. That's the photos I'm referencing where they're clearly all three staying in the.
Well, you know, it's a nomadic life. I mean, for some people, that doesn't work. They want to be more settled. And maybe even if, you know, a trailer or an RV is an option, then they live in a trailer or an RV park. And that's basically their home base.
Well, that's what I was saying.
The guy's a nomad. You know, he goes all over the place.
Maybe that is how a state like California has to house people.
Right.
Down the line is there have to be more places available. Like you hear people parking on the streets.
Extremely inexpensive, yes.
And you go, well, that's not okay.
Right.
But you need to make places available.
Right.
That is okay. You can't be chasing people around when they're trying to
Right, because, you know, you uproot one encampment, it's going to form somewhere else.
So
you're just really just moving
so
the unhoused
people
population.
Start buying, going back to the front of his story, people start buying this land and then they have to get the septic system and all these, I don't know, PG&E things in place, whatever it takes
right.
to get these RV
the
people.
Utilities,
yeah.
for sure.
Well, I don't think
housing?
Private people do it because it won't pay them the return that building 6 or 10 houses would.
Right.
I think that the state has to say, we're putting aside this land and this land is going to be RV and campsite.
We're going to invest in whatever improvements need to happen here for septic, electric, et cetera.
Right.
And we're going to house people. Oh, my God. You know what this is making me think of? Not the movie. But the book, Ready Player One, it's, you know, 50, 60 years from now, and they live in these things called stacks, and they are...
That is bleak, though.
I don't like it.
It's so bleak, but it's, I mean, think about it. You know, there's only so much land, and people want to be near a city or wherever their job is, and they are taking these RVs and trailers and stacking them, you know, one direction, the other direction, like a Jenga block, and then they build a framework around them, and people climb the framework to get up to their
Sounds
house.
Awful.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it does
I don't
sound
like
awful.
It.
No one likes it. No one wants it.
And I hate it that movie you dragged
Well, the movie
me
was horrible.
You just
God.
Went too far. I don't want to go there.
Stop
I'm just
it.
Trying to say that the
Stop
land
going
continued.
So far, Sarah.
We're in third. California's
get
in
her.
Third. It's Nevada, Colorado for
Good, I'm
for
glad
land increases.
I don't want to win that one. I want
to
lose
to
that one.
We're yelling now. I don't know why we're yelling. The
Stacks.
Raiders beat the Cardinals last night, 33-26.
Great job, Raiders.
The Las Vegas action. Raiders. Congratulations. You looked pretty good. I watched a little. You looked all right.
Oh, good. Hey, Vinny, can we take a call going back to the conversation? Line two, her name is Cola. And I forgot about this
Cola
thing.
Hey, guys. I love the conversation. And I'm interested in tiny homes, and now they're banning tiny home communities because they're not making money, and you can get a custom home made for $120,000. I mean, I live in California. I'm never going to be able to afford a home.
What do you mean they're banning tiny home communities?
Who's banning them? The state?
Well, in Oregon, a lot of communities have popped up, and now certain neighborhoods, they're banning them because they're not making the money, the profit, like they would on a regular home.
Seems to me like you'd be able to put 100 of those on an acre. Like
my idea.
I wonder if
maybe taxing.
Maybe.
I forgot about the tiny
more
home.
More insidious at work here.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I know that I read an article that Amazon was actually selling a buildable home.
Mm-hmm. I think you sent me that link, and I looked at the. I was looking at them. I mean, and those weren't 120 grand.
I don't know if what you're referencing is sort of, has it gone through the state? Have they gone through the approval processes, or are they building these on land that is not even their own? I don't know how that's.
Yeah, well, we don't know the ins and outs of that, but that seems ridiculous to me. As we need to house people, they, you know, a tiny home seems like a potential. Problem solver.
Mm-hmm. Oakland.
Right, and you can customize it and everything for, you know, $100,000.
You sound very excited about this, Cola.
I am. It's just me. I don't even have a dog or anything. So I'm like, I'm a big girl, but I can live in a tiny home.
Sure. All right. Thanks for calling.
Oakland's doing some tiny home housing going on to help solve their crisis going on.
Well, it's, you know, some of these things, they're super efficient. Like they're,
it's cool, and I think humans are built this way. I think you even see, look at the tents that people put up. They just want a space that's their own,
right?
That they can just say, well, here's where I am.
Right.
I mean, and so it's even so a tiny home, you figure it out. You go, okay, I can't have that collection of trinkets. Right.
If you're a hoarder, a tiny home is not for you.
You can't have a bowl collection in a tiny home.
No. Well, maybe you can. I mean, I'm sure there's walls to hang it from the ceiling. Hang your bowls.
You definitely are. There's something about having your own space and going, this is mine.
Yes. 100%. It's even, I think back to being a little girl and wanting to have a fort. And you build a little fort, or there's a closet in your home where you've mapped out this little thing and you've got a couple of your things in there and you make it all nice and neat. You have your little lamp and your little pillow or what. It's just like having a little, your own little warren, your own little space is an innately human thing.
Absolutely.
Which is one of the major reasons. I think everybody knows that deep in their hearts, that we all need that little space, which is why it's so tragic when you see someone completely unhoused and in a sleeping bag in front of the mailbox down on Battery Street, like I saw this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Jesus, that dude looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And where's his lamp?
Next story.
Where's his thing?
Lamp?
God.
Whatever. It was all about the lighting.
It's the street light is his lamp.
Sure,
okay?
I guess so. It's on all night, for God's sake.
What kind of ambiance is that?
Ask his girlfriend.
Right. Want to be able to read.
Let me ask you a modern dating scenario.
Okay.
And
I won't know anything about it.
I know that you don't, but I want you to tell me how you'd react to this, okay? So we go on a date or two.
Who, me and you?
Whatever.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Where are we going?
It doesn't matter. The point is, we've clicked a little bit.
Okay.
So it's like you kind of like me, I kind of like you. We're going to see each other again. It's pretty known that like
so we've had a date. It went well.
It's going okay.
Got it.
All right.
See you soon.
So right.
Let's do this again.
We're texting. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Seems fun.
Yeah. You're so funny on text. Oh my God.
Right. So after a couple dates have passed now, we're we're an item. You know, you smile when I see you. I smile when, you know, it's like, hey,
sure.
I see a text from you. I'm like,
it's her.
Exciting. So then I say to you at this point.
Okay. We're five dates in.
But, okay.
All right.
3 to 5 dates
okay.
in.
Okay. All right.
And I say to you, I'd like you to turn on the red receipts on your texting machine. Would you mind going into your phone on
so
your
I know
messages
when you've read it.
And turn on the red receipts?
Well, why do you want that?
So I know that you've read my text.
But what if I don't want you to know if I've read it so that I could tell you that I didn't see it until later?
Why are you making a big deal out of this?
Why I just do you want need you... that? I want to know why you're so insecure that you need me to turn on my red receipts.
Turn it on him.
My question to you is,
would
you
mind
why are you so insecure?
Your red receipts.
Why are you so insecure about us? Why can't we just keep on going as we are?
I just want to know that you've read my text because
I really prefer that you don't know if I read your text or not, because then I feel like there's a pressure to respond if I know that you've seen that I've read it. I would prefer that we don't do that, but if you're so insecure that you need that, maybe we could discuss it after a few more dates.
Are you saying no?
I am saying I wonder why you need that.
I don't know why I need that, but that is
if you could explain to me why you needed
because
that.
Because here's why.
Okay.
because I don't like knowing that you may have read my text and not responded.
Yeah, well, you won't know. So
right, that's why I need you to turn that on.
Yeah.
So I know that you've seen it, and then I can feel like you have to get back to me.
So you're afraid that I'm going to ghost you. Is that what I'm hearing here?
No. No.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. I prefer that you don't know when. Is this going to be a thing? Mm-hmm.
You just made it a thing by not agreeing.
I feel like you made it a thing by bringing it up.
Comply.
Yeah.
I need you to comply.
Yeah, I don't like the word comply when I apply it to
dating.
So
this is a scenario that made it online.
This is our last date, sir.
So God. So this is a Reddit thing.
This is but it's a modern issue that people are discussing online, and I found it super interesting because I also.
Yeah.
If a lady I was dating said, can you turn this on? My response would be, and I wouldn't even, you're saying maybe some more, I would say.
No, I'm just
absolutely
kicking it down.
Not.
Yeah.
The answer's no.
Right.
So you can either drop that and we'll continue to date. Things have been good.
Mm.
I like you.
Yeah.
We're rolling. The answer to that is no.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Red receipts, can you turn them on for just one person? Because I don't want anyone to know whether I've read the
text
or not.
I don't know how
that
works.
I have certain friends that I text. It says red after certain friends. I didn't do anything with the conversation.
No, I'm saying when... So you have certain friends that when you have read...
They have it on.
I can see when they... Yeah.
Right.
But you don't have it on.
My mom, I think, had it
on for a while. I never even... played with that feature.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to. I don't want people to know that I've read them and not responded to them.
Right.
Plus, sometimes I get 50 freaking texts, so I read through everybody's texts. I don't want them to know that. I might forget to respond to them, and now they think I've ignored them.
How interesting, though, that that's a conversation someone would have. Can you turn that on?
Yeah.
So I know.
I honestly don't even know why they include that. Like, why do people have to know if someone read your thing or not? That, it seems invasive.
Well, at work, you'd want that.
Why?
Because if I were your employee and I sent you a text that said, you need to work on this day, here's an update to your schedule, and I want to make sure that I know you got it.
You saw it, yeah.
I got my red receipt saying you did. I don't know. I mean, I'm
or
just trying to...
Or a kid to a parent.
Sure.
Or vice
I know
versa,
you
whatever.
Saw it.
And you can't
saw
deny
it, you saw it because here it is.
Right.
Yeah.
There's reasons for it. I don't have it.
Plenty of reasons not to. I mean, there's reasons people might want it, but... less reasons why I would want to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. But that's to me, if someone brought that up, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
You're insecure, you're demanding,
yes.
And I'm good.
Yeah.
Boo-boo.
You know what? We're only three dates in.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a relationship.
Let's just call it a day.
Yeah.
It was fun while it lasted, bud.
Funny, huh?
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, is it that time already?
Past time.
Let's see. Well, we're going to talk to Scott Capro for a second. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. is in the news this morning.
Yes. Mm.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.